An explosion struck a bus today traveling through a residential area of the Sri Lankan capital Colombo, injuring 4 people. The blast comes a day after army troops advanced 4 miles into rebel-held territory in the embattled northern region of the country. Meanwhile, the government has ordered all relief groups and United Nations aid agencies to leave the war zone this week for their own safety. UN staff pulled out from rebel-held areas today after civilian protests forced them to postpone evacuation. The president, optimistic that the military will soon destroy the Tamil Tiger rebels, said that aid workers can return very soon. But the spokesperson for the International Committee of the Red Cross in Sri Lanka, Alexandra Medjedevic, says that the ICRC is still allowed to continue its work in the war zone.
The International Committee of the Red Cross remains present in the LTTE-controlled areas. This decision has been taken based on our unique mandate to work in the situations of armed conflict and to protect and assist its victims worldwide. This decision has also been taken in agreement with the government of Sri Lanka. So in line with this specific mandate, we will continue our role of the neutral intermediary between the government and the LTTE. Since the beginning of July, when the new wave of displacement started in the Rani, we have been able to assist more than 84,000 displaced persons with a combination of access to water, hygienic material, emergency household items and equipment, and shelter.